Welcome to A Brief Contact with Prensa Latina Radio to learn more about the inhumane 60-year-old U.S. blockade against the Caribbean island. But Cuba is not alone. The 32nd Pastors for Peace caravan is arriving this Monday to Cuba in a new embrace of solidarity despite the blockade imposed by the United States on the island for more than six decades. The 91-member group are mostly young people aged 18 to 30 years who have never visited Cuba before. They departed from the International Airport in Miami, the city where they arrived after merging the caravans that traveled more than 20 U.S. cities in three different routes, with a message against the unilateral siege implemented by the White House. They also collected donations and funds for the purchase of medicines to the Cuban people. Our goal is to reach new generations of Friends of Cuba, Samira Adri, program coordinator of the Interreligious Foundation for Community Organization Pastors for Peace, told Prensa Latina. The global anti-blockade movement against Cuba, NEMO, called in Washington to support an initiative in favor of lifting travel restrictions to the island that will be discussed in the United States House of Representatives. According to the call published in the Diario Latinoamericano website, the anti-blockade coalition, ACERE, learned that Democratic Congressman Steve Cohen, a member of the lower house from Tennessee, proposed an amendment to an appropriations bill. Cohen's initiative would eliminate funds to enforce restrictions on travel by U.S. citizens and residents to Cuba, the text said. According to the information, the amendment will be discussed this July 18 by the Rules Committee of the lower house, chaired by Representative John McGovern, a Democrat from Massachusetts. This could be the first Cuba policy initiative to be voted on in this entire Congress, and an extremely important one to encourage travel to Cuba, he added. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel highlighted the ties between Cuba and Mexico in the context of the business forum that the two nations conducted in the Mexican capital. In his Twitter profile, the president said that Mexico and Cuba are also united through business relations that contribute to the mutual benefit of both nations and that complement and integrate our economies. This meeting concluded with the signing of agreements after two business rounds in which opportunities to expand economic, commercial, and financial relations were analyzed. The United States has blocked Cuba for 60 years, but it is Cuban politicians residing in Florida who in reality have the island under siege, Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador denounced. They are the ones who have it like this, even if it is Washington that executes it, because, as politicians who do not care that their people suffer, they pressure the government, he reiterated in a brief reference to the situation in a morning press conference at the National Palace. He said these individuals see the issue of the blockade as a political electoral issue, just like their Texan colleagues do with the Mexican migrants they mistreat and denigrate. The reference was made by López Obrador when he questioned why a small group of Cubans has such influence over the United States government, who do not represent anything nor anyone, when there are 40 million Mexican migrants living in the United States and they decide with their vote. Dozens of people who had the opportunity to attend the solidarity event in Los Angeles, California, called for the end of the blockade imposed by the U.S. government on Cuba for over 60 years. The meeting was also aimed at raising funds for Saving Lives Project in order to donate and send for anesthesia equipment to the Carlos J. Finley Hospital in Havana. Activist Carlos Lasso, Bridges of Love Project Coordinator, told Prensa Latina. Sponsored by the Hands Off Cuba organization, Bridges of Love Project, and other community groups, the gathering was the perfect setting for all people to call for the immediate end of this unilateral blockade against Cuba, Carlos Lasso enlightened. In a message for such an occasion, the Cuban ambassador to Washington, Leonis Torres, thanked the organizers and heaped praise on the significance of initiatives like this one. And this is all for today. Thank you for listening. I'm Hilda Hill from Prensa Latina Radio, looking forward to meeting again next Monday.